Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. In Kenosha Circuit Court, 17-year-old Daniel Tate, charged with killing Olivia McKay last month, has been bound over for trial, along with 17-year-old co-defendant Jamari Cook, who's facing charges related to moving the body. Tate allegedly strangled the 17-year-old victim while they were along Kenosha's lakeshore. Cook allegedly helped put the body into the trunk of McKay's vehicle, which was driven to Mount Pleasant. The two are then accused of placing the body under some bushes along Louis Sorensen Road. The Kenosha DA's office called just one witness, a detective. Tate entered not guilty pleas to the felony charges of intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and operating a vehicle without owner's consent. Court Commissioner David Merman continued his bond at $1 million and scheduled trial for January of next year. The same plea for Cook to hiding the corpse and driving charge. His trial is also scheduled for next January. He remains jailed on a $20,000 cash bond. The Racine Police Department says a person of interest has been taken into custody, referenced the August 6th shooting death of Deshaun Jordan in an alley off 16th Street near Phillips Avenue, in addition to the arrest of a 17-year-old who was charged last week. The shooting scene drew a crowd of almost 150 Sunday night for a prayer vigil, while last night several people attended a neighborhood watch meeting at the police COP house across the street from the alley and were told about the second arrest. The preliminary assessment of damage caused by last month's flooding in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties found that the state would not meet the threshold for the Federal Emergency Management's Individual Assistance Program. However, that assessment indicated the damage would meet the requirements for a Small Business Administration loan program. Governor Walker has asked the SBA to declare the region a disaster area to allow eligible individuals and businesses to apply for low-interest loans. The request also includes Milwaukee, Waukesha Rock, and Jefferson counties. Unless you have a legitimate service animal, be aware that Kenosha's Harbor Market, beginning September 9th, will not be allowing pets inside the vendor corridors. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Any pets walked or carried will not be allowed anywhere on the sales side of the market along 2nd Avenue or the areas on 56th Street where the vendors are doing business. This change is being made because of recent events and complaints about animals at the market, where organizers say that safety is always their first priority, but they also considered health, customer comfort, and vendor requests, all issues taken into consideration by the board of directors for this decision. A news release indicates that many of the farmers markets all around the country have implemented similar rules regarding animals. Trained service animals will still be permitted by federal law. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine Redevelopment Authority will work with the Center for Community Progress through a consulting contract to tackle a couple of programs the city wants to implement with regard to housing and boosting the tax base. City Development Director Amy Connolly told RDA members, "The goal is to work with all the city's community partners, and in her words, we think they are the best group to help us get properties back on to the tax base."
The group started in 2010. And with leadership from the teams that put together the very first housing land bank in Genesee County, Michigan. And they've taken that success that they've had in land banking and transitioned that to a nonprofit organization that has offices in both Flint, Michigan and Washington, D.C. to advocate for these kinds of programs.
The RDA approved funding, part of the consulting fee for the Center for Community Progress, with Connolly noting the effort may take more than one visit by the group. The Summers Village Board holds a 5:30 p.m. work session at the Village Hall with an agenda that includes the fire chief and a proposed paramedic program, a new law enforcement contract, and possible reimbursement for flood victims and drainage problems in the Summers Estates and Green Meadows subdivisions. At the Mount Pleasant Village Hall, starting at 6:30, are public hearings on a rezoning petition for 23 village-owned parcels along the Pike River as part of the river trail and stormwater improvements, and a conditional use permit request by the owner of Ying's Kitchen to operate a small factory at 1901 Durand Avenue for making stir-fry sauce. The Burlington Area School District Board at its meeting next Monday will consider the list of options for eventually holding a referendum next April on what to do with Karcher Middle School and the elementary schools. MyRacineCounty.com says the Facility Planning Committee will narrow down the options for a recommendation the board may consider. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.